Hey, welcome back to the 5 Minute Strategist. So back in my CrossFit days, we had an ex, I think it was like a college rower, someone who'd been an elite rower, come and do a session with us on the rowing machine. He showed us the correct technique, the coordination between the push of the legs and the pull of the arms, and the posture that you needed so that you didn't destroy your back every time you jumped on the thing. And I can remember the feeling of it clicking for the first time. And suddenly the rower wasn't as much of a cardio enemy for me as things like the assault bike and running steps. That became something that I could actually work with, that I could see myself improving on. And this is the secret to efficiency. Without it, things still work. I could still yank on that rower for days, but it looked ugly and it felt even worse. But as soon as efficiency clicks in, everything suddenly feels exponentially easier. So why is it so hard to figure out in our businesses? Well, when I was on the rower, my body was giving me constant feedback. When I was inefficient, my legs burned, my arms ached, and my lungs were screaming at me, and my back would be spasming up by the end of a session. When I was more efficient, these things didn't happen as quickly. I could row for longer. I could see that I was exerting more power, that I was racking up the distance faster. But what happens in our businesses is while we all pay lip service to how efficient we want to be, we're not actually tracking it. And if you're not tracking it, you can't improve it. And if you're really good at it, you can't spot when you go off course and correct it quickly. The goal of efficiency is to achieve as much as possible with as little wasted effort as possible. If we put that into an online business context, operational efficiency means doing more with less. Less time, less costs, less errors. This is something we should want in our business. It translates into us being able to deliver to our customers better and quicker. And that plus less costs gives us a healthier profit line. Being more efficient is about optimizing your business so that you can create sustainable growth. When we measure this kind of efficiency, it gives us a picture of the business's operational health. So let's talk about what these metrics might look like, because they're not your standard. How much revenue did I make? How much did I convert in our marketing? We're all really good at the making money metrics, but we're not so good at the using money metrics. So let's go through a few. Revenue per team member is a great one. This can highlight overhiring to you really quickly. When you see that start to tank, you know you're bringing people on who aren't creating more revenue. And they can create revenue either by actually being revenue generators, like they could be salespeople, or they could be people who create capacity in your program, or they could be someone who creates capacity for you to go and generate revenue. No matter what, when you bring a new team member on, revenue per team member shouldn't be going down. They should be contributing to revenue. You can look at things like net profit margin. That's telling you the percentage of profit over your revenue. This is a really direct indicator of your cost management. You can look at things like customer satisfaction or customer retention rates. These tell you how well you're delivering to your clients, and these tend to correlate with you being an efficient business. If you're an inefficient business, customers are waiting around for stuff, or they're not getting stuff at the level or the standard that you would like them to get. So it's a really good indicator. One that I love is capacity. I love to know how much capacity my team have versus how much they're using. This gives me an indicator of where I can scale up, but it also gives you a really good indicator of where burnout might start to creep in, because people shouldn't be at 100% capacity utilization. And then you can look at quality control style metrics. So in an online business, that's going to be things like refunds, how quickly you deliver something if you're doing done for you, the quality of your deliveries, how many complaints are you getting. These are not all the metrics that you can use for operational efficiency. Ideally, what you want to do for these kind of performance metrics is go back. What is my vision? What are my goals? What would it look like when I'm there? And where am I now? And then you can start monitoring for that gap, and you're looking to just start closing that gap. With these kind of metrics, it's about looking beneath the surface and understanding what the story is. So ask the right questions, interpreting the data, and then taking actions. But remember, you just want to make these small tweaks and test until something clicks and you see that efficiency improve. The key to having an efficient online business is in these numbers. This is how your business will tell you how it's doing, just like my back and my legs and my arm and my lungs did on the rower. So how does operational efficiency impact on your strategy?